two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila, and this is Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature, how to improve your life and your relationships, career, finance, health, and happiness. Now, today we're doing something a little bit different. I'm being interviewed, so the tables are reversed. And the person interviewing me is Kelly Sullivan Walden, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, author, and known as Dr. Dream, with her own show on Unity Radio. She has written several best-selling books, has something called The Dream Project to help young people reach their dreams, and she's appeared on many shows, including Dr. Oz, Ricky Lake, Coast to Coast, and Home and Family. Kelly reaches 4 million women every month at the Dear Abbey of Dreams in First for Women magazine. She interprets the dreams of women worldwide in her monthly column. And she's known to be the love child of Carl Jung and Lucille Ball with her zany comedy and her spiritual insights into people's dreams. So let's listen in now as Kelly interviewed me and we get into the world of love, dreams, and being the best you can be.
So I just want to introduce you to this guy. I'm so excited. I kind of teased the show as you're going to meet Don Juan DeMarco meets The Alchemist. And this is really, it's more of the fable that he wrote. But this guy is a relationship expert. So Dr. Alexander Avila is a best-selling author and award-winning psychologist who holds 4 graduate degrees. His first book, Love Types, has been an international bestseller with over 40 million followers. He's the creator of the popular podcast Love University, Loving Yourself, Others, and a Higher Nature. Dr. Avila's ultimate mission is to help the world transform pain into power and teach humanity the power of love. So welcome, Don Juan DeMarco meets The Alchemist.
Wow, that's a nice introduction. Thank you, Kelly. I'm happy to be on your show and hopefully we can help a lot of people today.
Yeah, let's do that. So give us a little nutshell of how you became so knowledgeable about these, about the guy types and about helping people find happiness in their romance.
Yeah, back in the day, I was in an incompatible relationship and I wanted to find out what is the secret to really having a successful relationship. So I started to do research with Jungian personality types and a test called the Myers-Briggs, which is the most popular test in the world. So I did research and then eventually wrote a book called Love Types. It came out in 99 and it became an international bestseller. It's using the number one dating site in China to help people find compatible partners based on their personality type. Differences like introvert, extrovert, thinker, feeler. And in the book, I talk about the dating masquerade, how people often have a mask on when they first meet someone to impress the person. And then later on, the mask comes off and they're often incompatible. So Love Types and the newest book, Guy Types, is a way to help people unmask the other person and themselves to find the real person within and determine compatibility.
Oh, okay. So you've got 4 guy types. And I know the women, well, I'm sure the men as well are listening, like, which one am I? But can you talk about these 4 guy types so we can choose our most compatible romantic partner? Or I don't know what you do if you're already with somebody you're not exactly compatible with. I hope there's strategies to help that. But what are the 4 guy types?
Yeah, well, basically we have the meaning seekers, which is about 12% of the population. They're intuitive and feeling. They often like psychology, spirituality, philosophy, and the arts. Then we have the knowledge seekers. They're another 12%. They're the more scientific people, the intuitive thinkers. They like competence, technology, science, innovation. We have the security seekers, which are the traditional people that keep our society going. They believe in family, security, tradition, responsibility. And then finally, we have the excitement seekers, those that like to take adventure and spontaneity and have fun in different ways. So those are the 4 general groups. And ideally, you want to find someone that is within your own personality group type to really have a long-term relationship, to have role compatibility.
So it's better to be with somebody that is more like you, as opposed to one popular belief is that opposites attract. And so if you're more of a security seeking type, that you might end up with this excitement seeker, but that creates friction. So you're thinking that more of the harmony as opposed to the opposites attract.
Yeah, I mean, you can have certain superficial differences. I mean, I like bowling, you like opera, for example. But in reality, there's only one place where opposites seem to work out well. And that's actually, Kelly, in the romantic movies. You ever see how, you know, she's a PhD professor, sociologist, and he's a homie from the hood, and they fall in love, and you know, she avoids a gunshot, and they get married. But then in the real world, that probably would be very difficult because they don't really have the same, you know, the same compatibility, the same deep values.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got some callers and I want to open up, and it's probably, it might be dream related. We'll see. Okay. But let's see. Denise. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hi, Denise. Hi. Welcome. Hi. Welcome back. This is our favorite caller, Denise.
Oh, really?
Welcome. Okay. Welcome. So do you have a question about dreams and or relationship stuff that we can run by Dr. Alex Avila?
Dream. You know it's a dream.
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, I'm walking, and all of a sudden, I don't see the rash, but it's somehow told to me that I have one. Mentally, you know how dreams are. So the rash, mm-hmm. evidently, is somewhere, it appears to be in the stomach area. I still never see it. So somebody says, go see so-and-so, somebody. She's like a nurse practitioner or a nurse. So then anyway, I'm walking, and I go see her, and I just take my shirt, and I just flash. I mean, I kind of bring the shirt up and down, mm-hmm. and I still don't see the rash, but she evidently says, oh. And then her and two other ladies decide to take me, and this is the awe moment. They take me, they put me in front of a window, and they all three rise me up. And the sunshine comes through, and evidently it hits the stomach area, and the dream is over. But I never saw the rash. It was just understood that I had one. But that sun just came beaming down through that window, and I put my hands up like Jesus. I was like, And I don't know if I feel the sun or just the sunlight itself. And the dream ended. They disappeared, and I'm standing there with my hands out. Like Mother Teresa, like, come on in, son. And it was a beautiful dream. That's it.
Wow. Oh, my Lord. Well, I don't know how much interpretation this dream needs, but I think we'll just shine a little bit of light on it. Exposure to the sunlight of the spirit, and boom, that's the quickest way to heal. Right. So, Dr. Alex.
Yeah, I would say also in the Eastern philosophy, there's a point called Hara, which is 2 inches below your navel, and that's kind of your center of power and authenticity. So sometimes we don't really develop that. We cover it up, you know, maybe in terms of career or you know, relationships or life. And then I see the sun in the book, Mr. Buya, talk about the sun as loving energy without expectation, because the sun shines on everyone, no matter who they are, without expecting anything in return. And that's love. So if we can have that kind of love for ourselves first and also for others, I think that would transform a lot of the problems that we have. So that's kind of what I see about that. Denise, are you fighting with authenticity with yourself, being true to yourself? Is there something you want to do in life that you're not doing?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what that is? Is it relationship oriented or career oriented?
Yes. How about both?
Okay. Are you stuck in a rut?
Well, I'm already retired. So yes. Now I'm out there searching, what does God call me to do now? I've done my career. I want to do something different, and I still do what I'm called to do, and I don't think I'm doing what I'm called to do, so I think that's bringing about some anxiety. But I want to talk about that chakra for a second. Isn't that what in that stomach area a chakra area as well?
Yes, it is. Yes, we call it the gut. You heard the phrase gut instinct, your intuition, in a sense, and that is 2 inches below your navel. Martial artist, I think you're a Taekwondo expert, aren't you, Kelly? You studied Taekwondo.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, not an expert, but she's like, I'll take that.
And you know how martial arts, they can break boards because they focus all their energy in the hara, in that stomach area, and they can extend their energy, you know, a million miles away. So it has great power. Ooh. And it's a very powerful part of your system, this hara.
Hara.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Denise. You always bring on the best.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, Denise.
I want to make a point real quick. I think I lost it. Oh, God. What's important here, and I caught it with all of y'all talking, I never saw the rash. So am I creating my limitations, because I never saw the rash. Never saw it, never touched it. I lifted up my shirt. I guess they saw it, but I never saw it. Well, am I creating a boundary that's not even there?
We all have a unique myopia around our own lives. See what's like really going on with us. Sometimes we need other people to show us what's in our blind spot.
Mm.
So there could be some of that as well. What do you think about that, Dr. Alex Avila?
Yeah, the idea that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So there's aspects of yourself that are unconscious to yourself. So yeah, you do that vantage point. You know, like someone that's outside of that. That's why people pay therapists here, right? Therapists are objective analysts in some ways. And I guess you're the same, right? You do this with dreams, so you can help people see the meaning behind it. You know, like Carl Jung talked about the collective unconscious, you know, the symbols that, you know, we inherit through civilization. So these are very amazing and powerful things, these metaphors and these abstracts.
I know in the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Dreams and Premonitions and Dreams and the Unexplainable, there are so many stories about people sent in about dreams where there was some kind of a physical malady that they didn't know about, and their dream revealed something. So it even might, on the very practical, concrete level, it might be worth going to the doctor and saying, like, check this out. Is there anything going on? What do you think?
And also the idea of lucid dreams. I don't know if you work with that, Kelly, where you can actually change your dreams in the middle of it. And some people have that ability to do that. And it can transform, you know, negative elements in their life as well. So it's kind of like an outward manifestation. You can do it in your dreams. And then in the real world, maybe that boss that you hate, you can turn him into a little turtle and make him disappear. And then you, and then you fly into the heavens with
Ron, have him kiss your neck.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So thank you, Denise, as always. Wonderful having you on. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, so Dr. Alex Avila, let's talk about the masquerade. Let's talk about that aspect. Tell us about that.
Well, the idea that, you know, we all want to impress each other. It's a common human trait in relationships. But then if you're not authentic to yourself, then you put on this facade. For example, let's say you're introverted by energy and you like to stay home a lot. But in the beginning of a relationship, you go out with your partner and they think you're extrovert. But then when you get married, you go back to being staying at home and they get mad at you. They say, well, you're such a cash potato. I thought you liked to go out. Or the other way around, the extroverted person acted introvert and they like to stay home in the beginning, but then later on when they get married, they want to go out and the introvert says, what do you want to go out all the time? Who do you love more, them or me? So in the love types and the guy types, if you don't really respect the person's style, you can have a lot of conflicts, a lot of problems. And research shows that female extroverts have the most problems with male introverts if they don't respect each other's style.
Yeah,
she's the one that controls a lot of things and has the verbal talk space. And then she doesn't respect him, she's going to think he's weak and he's going to think she's overbearing. So these are some of the issues we talk about in love types and relationships is being authentic to yourself and then respecting the other person that you're with in terms of their style as much as you can.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. Many times you want to change a person, right? You were in a relationship and now I want you to go out with me like you used to, but you don't want to. And then the other person, you know, their energy is within. So that's why we do the four magic questions, Kelly, which is very powerful. We can actually ask questions to determine instantly someone's love type and if they're compatible.
Okay, hit us.
Are you ready to roll? Okay. I'll ask you, Kelly. What do you do for fun in your spare time?
Okay, fun in your spare time. Are you asking me?
I'm asking you, yes. What do you do for fun?
Oh, my God. Fun in my spare time?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Travel? Well, I'm always writing. I love writing, but I also love exercising and being outdoors. And I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind for fun is travel and... Yeah.
Okay. So you sound like you're more an internal energy person, perhaps. You get energy from your own thoughts as opposed to, you know, being out there socializing and partying all the time. Is that true?
I do, though. No, I do. I like both. I am an extrovert that has become, because I've written 10 books, become an introvert. But I still get a lot of juice from being around people.
Okay. Which is your primary source of energy? Is it internal or external, do you think?
Oh, man, I've become a weirdo. I don't know because literally I get juice out of both and I need both.
Okay. All right. So you could be somewhere in the middle. What's your favorite movie, Kelly?
Oh, well, hang on one second. If I had a day to live, I would not spend it inside. I would spend it with my people.
Okay.
So I don't know if that
makes
sense.
That's a good way to look at it. Okay. How about your favorite movie? What would you say that is?
Of all time?
Yes.
These are hard questions, aren't they, Kel? I'm coming up with almost nothing myself. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God, I don't know. I want to say something, some kind of romantic comedy. I mean, what comes to my mind at this moment, and this probably isn't, it's something like Water for Chocolate.
Okay.
Or even Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Okay. The first one, why did you like Water for Chocolate?
Oh, my God. Como agua para chocolate. It was so profoundly, there was such a deep love and it was, oh my God. I mean, I feel like it hit such a deep place in me. I mean, I cried so deeply in that movie.
All right, well, stop there, Kelly. I know from that answer that you are a feeler. You go by your heart in many ways. And some people are more logical. They would say, I like Water for Chocolate because of the plot and the direction and it was crisply made. So they're more logical or thinker. So the key to that question is why you like the movie, you know, in terms of the emotional or logical response. So that's question number two. Question number three is, Kelly, what would you do if you won $10 million?
Oh my heavens. Everybody, let's just meditate there for the rest of the show.
Okay, there you go. Okay. You're getting that $10 million check today.
I'd be so happy. Oh my God. I would do
courtesy of Love University, right? If we had the money. So
I would send everybody I know to Love University.
Oh, I'm talking. Yeah, I like that. Okay, perfect.
I'd be traveling. I'd be still doing everything I normally do. I'd still be writing.
Okay.
But I'd be traveling with all my peeps. I'd be able to take everyone I love wherever I want to go and be on the move. And yeah, that's what I'm
saying. So you definitely, you sound like an imaginative or intuitive person. Mm-hmm. You like to think of the big picture and be creative based on your answer. And some people would say they would save and invest, or they would put in a 401k. You know, they're more the what we call practical.
Hell no. No. God,
not you. Okay, no 401k and watch the grass grow in your backyard. You wouldn't do that.
Okay. No.
And the last question, Kelly, I got two tickets to a great place, maybe Hawaii or, I don't know, or Las Vegas, whichever you like. But we have to go tomorrow, and it's a work day. Would you go?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You really?
Absolutely.
No question.
You schedule everybody.
Are you that spontaneous? Are you kind of like...
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, sorry. I mean...
Hell yes.
I know Kelly very well, but I also sort of have a thing together where we agree on a lot.
We travel all the time.
Okay, perfect.
We do.
Going to Paris.
We travel together all the time. I was hoping Paris was one of the choices. Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. Well, then, Kelly, so based on those four questions, you are what we call in the Myers-Briggs ENFP, mm-hmm. also known as extroverted, imaginative, feeling, and spontaneous. So you're the kind of person, I call that the social philosopher, someone that wants to inspire people through psychology, philosophy, and spirituality, and kind of like very enthusiastic, like combining the enthusiasm of a Cocker Spaniel with a couple on their honeymoon. That's only halfway to your enthusiasm.
Nancy, would you say that your answers would be sort of the same, or would you
literally? Yes, I'm like going, yep, exactly what she said. Exactly. The only thing is, my difference would have been I probably would just right away the movie I thought of was When Harry Met Sally, and I'm not even saying that is my favorite, but it's all because of love and the feelings and stuff.
Perfect.
So the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you both, you guys are soulmates, right? In some ways, or compatible. Right?
Yeah. We are. We've got a long time soul contract for sure.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
She's Thelma. I'm Louise.
Exactly. Right. So you're the social philosopher is about 5% of the population. It's a kind of a rare, unique love type. Yeah. And sometimes for unique love types, it's harder to find the right person. This way, we know how to network, meet people in psychology, spirituality, kind of organizations or groups. So there are ways that single people can meet them based on their personality.
And, oh, my heavens.
Yeah, so it's kind of unique.
There's hope for us. I think my husband is awesome. My husband is – what guy type is my husband? He's like the meaning – seeker.
Right, exactly. You're a meaning seeker. You're within the four group. You're the meaning seeker within the four groups.
Yeah.
And specifically, you're the social philosopher. So basically, you love helping people and basically finding the meaning in life. You know, you couldn't just work at a 9-to-5 job and that's it. You have to have some kind of purpose, higher purpose. Right?
Amen, brother. Okay, so those four questions are like, because you were asking them to me, I wasn't able to track what the questions were.
It seemed like they came out to six questions.
Well,
I was writing them down.
They're kind of solid ones, but they're the basic questions. Okay, what do you do for fun, number one? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie?
Okay.
What would you do with $10 million? Okay. And let's go spontaneously tomorrow to Vegas or Hawaii or whatever. Would you go if you have to work?
Right.
Okay. So based on those four questions, you can immediately determine a person's love type and if you're compatible based on those questions.
Oh,
it's a very cool way to
know people. Brother.
Take off the mask. And, you know, Kelly, at Love University, we have what we call a dating masquerade party where people wear a mask and then they have their four-letter sticker types where they can interact based on that. So, for example, the meaning seekers are blue, the color blue, and then you meet people based on your type and with the mask on.
Ooh.
And then that way, you get to know them from
fun.
Yeah, you get to know them from the inside out, and then at the end of the night, the masks come off, and then you can.
Oh, that's so cool. So, Dr. Alex Avila, you are amazing, and it's Love University. Everybody's got to check this out. He's got his I don't know, Dr. Alex Avila, and Love University is the best website, and so many wonderful books. Your four love types, guy types.
Exactly. LoveUniversity.love actually is
the site.
That was a great interview we just had with Kelly Sullivan, Dr. Dream, on Unity Radio. We talked about love and dreams and also basically how to be your true self and to live your life as if it is a dream and to make your dream come true. So Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Love Letter U Podcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads. And this is Dr. Alex Avila.